This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Business Podcast, and I'm excited today to be joined by Emily Mishler, who's one of our favorite recurring guests. She serves as the Managing and Creative Director at the Cultivated Group. We're going to discuss a variety of different topics, but before we jump into that, Emily, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. And Grace, thank you so much for having me today. It's always a pleasure to be on the Becker Business Podcast, especially when it's women's leadership version. So my name is Emily Mishler. I run a group of companies called the Cultivated Group. Everything that we do is impact-based business consulting. So what does that mean? We basically help bridge the gap between where people and organizations currently are and where they want to be. A lot of that manifests actually through business development and also development itself within nonprofit organizations. Like I said before, everything that we do is impact-based. So we look at everything through that lens and also serve a triple bottom line in measuring impact, employing others, and enabling others to be the change that they wish to see in the world, which is one of the founding kind of mantras that we've used through the Cultivated Group.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. We can jump right into the questions. The first topic that I'd love to discuss with you is you've had such a great career and you have such a great attitude and outlook. And we always love hearing your thoughts and those things from you. But what have you experienced or situations that have surprised you throughout your career so far?
Yeah, honestly, there have been a lot. I think I used to have a much more, because I have really big dreams and goals, and many of those don't only involve myself. I think if you're only engaging in dreams that involve you, you're dreaming too small, because community is really how things move and how things happen. So I say that because I think I had a little bit of a one-dimensional view of what success looked like to me, and also what what the building blocks of that were and could look like. And I haven't been necessarily surprised, but I've just learned a lot about collaboration and community and strategic partnerships and how really, how important community is. I think we've all experienced that, especially over the past year. We've been given a really unique opportunity to assess that's been kind of mandated. But really looking at it from a business and personal lens as well, just the value of the relationship that you have in your life can be really transformational. So that's something that's been really, really illuminating to me, as well as because I am a founder myself and I don't have a co-founder. So a lot of the quote unquote weight is on my shoulders or our team's shoulders or advisors or board of directors. So when it comes to actually moving things forward, a lot of that rests on us. And I don't think that I realized or had the capacity to expect what it could look like and how sometimes isolating that could be, because at the end of the day, this is life, right? But nobody completely understands what you're going through or what your experiences are. And I think entrepreneurship and being an individual founder only amplifies that. And it would be, what I realized is that it would be really nice to have a co-founder to share those experiences with.
Absolutely. I love your thoughts there, especially with, relationships and having those and building those and finding success through those. And also, struggling under the weight of founding something, but then really, really leaning on yourself and being able to do that. I absolutely love your thoughts there. My second question for you today is, what are there business leaders currently that you are following and looking up to at the moment?
You know, it's really interesting that you'd say that, because I've been on this kick lately. And two, I want to just circle back around, because I think the way that I had kind of talked about relationships in that earlier little dialogue, I think that had been from a place of building. And I want to say too, that I think it's really important to contribute and give of yourself in those relationships, because that's really how they're built. It's an exchange. And I think that's really important, because sometimes, it's amazing to me how incredibly generous people can be. And I also think it's really important to be generous of yourself and your skills and your abilities and your time and your treasure too. So, but it's interesting that you would ask about the successful business leaders thing, because I've actually been studying and just looking at for the first time power couples. And I know that sounds like cheesy, but I personally am not married. I don't have any kiddos. I am, for all intents and purposes, very quote unquote free. And I understand deeply how much of a privilege that is and how different that is from many other people's experience. But as I'm looking towards the next chapter of my life and looking, kind of even looking and exploring what a life partnership could look like as I'm building that with someone, I'm looking at other people's relationships that have worked and how that, how successful businesses are run and also how successful families and homes are run and what that, what contributions look like from both parties in those relationships. So a couple examples, right? Sarah Blakely and Jesse Eisler. I really enjoy watching and following them because they've had their own individual success and they also have a really dynamic, or seem to have, from what I can find, right? They seem to have a really dynamic and healthy, stable, fun home life as well. Same thing with Grant and Elena Cardone. I really enjoy watching and following them because of the mutual support that they are allowing each other to not only have in their own members, but also as a team and partnership. So right now I'm really inspired, and there are so many others, right? There are so many examples of really successful, and it's not only financial success, right? There is a mind, body, spirit piece to all of this. But those who have been really successful in business and also have really successful home life, I find really inspiring because I think they've really figured something out that not a lot of us, not a lot of us have in the same way.
Absolutely. I love your thoughts there on, you know, the balance between work and home, because I think some people forget about that and they think of success as being super successful in business or their career, and they forget about how much success you can find with your family and having that, those relationships and that balance between your career and your family. So I love your thoughts there.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And I think it's easy to forget because sometimes you can get so focused on moving one direction and seeking success or accolade or wealth or health in one direction or dimension, but that's not life. And I think it's really important that we at least have a pulse on that, if not are aware of what we're pursuing in that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Becker's Business Podcast. You're always such a fun and insightful person to talk to, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Grace. And if anyone's curious and they want to reach out, please feel free, shoot us a note on the website. It's thecultivatedgroup.co. Feel free to follow us on social as well.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks so much.